Who is Randy? Mommies, come see your mommy at the Cleveland Improv May 9th through 12th. Then May 17th, Portland, Oregon, with Tommy Bizons.
Two shows.
We added a second show because the first show is pretty much sold out, let's be honest.
That's huge news. That means if you're in the greater Portland area, you can come see us at 10:30, the late show on the 17th. That's what's up. Let's do it, man.
Yeah, and then May 18th, we're going to be in Seattle. Same shit, different toilet.
Same shit, different toilet.
And then May 23rd through 26th, I will be at the Richmond Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. And that's all I'm going to do right now. I don't need to go into July.
Do what you need to do, man.
Nobody got time for that.
You know what I'm saying? Do what you need to do, son.
Can I tell you that, speaking of Portland, I just started watching Portlandia on Netflix.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's pretty good.
It's good, huh?
I didn't know that guy, what's his name, Fred Armisen, was such a hipster, that he knew so much about hipster culture.
I didn't know what he knows, but I know he's a funny guy.
He knows a lot. He knows the intricacies of ridiculous hipster culture. Like when he and his girlfriend are reading a newspaper and she's like, did you read the article in SF Weekly? He's like, yeah, did you read the article in the Atlantic Monthly? Yeah, did you read the article? That's totally how hipsters are.
Yeah, it's
pretty funny.
Yeah, it's funny. He's a funny guy.
And the theme song's pretty bitchin' too.
You introduced me to that being the theme song.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know. I just Googled it.
Yo, if you're listening right now, I'm in Orlando. Check me out. Tonight, 26, 27, 28th, Orlando Improv. Toronto. I'm doing the Underground Comedy Club, Clandestiny. Tickets are at TomSegura.com. Friday and Saturday are sold out. So that means Thursday, May 2nd, I believe is the only night for tickets. So please, Toronto, come see me. May 15th, I'm doing the Hollywood Improv on Melrose here in Los Angeles. I'm doing a half-hour set. You don't get to do that a lot in L.A., so I'm excited about that. And then the 8th through the 11th of May, Austin, Cap City Comedy Club. May 17th, Portland with your jeans. May 18th, Seattle. Tickets are at TomSegura.com. They're at YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. And they're at ChristinaComedy.com.
Oh, follow me at Christina P on Twitter and at Tom Segura on Twitter. How many?
Send me a tweet.
How many pictures do you think I have in my phone of our dog sleeping on his back?
Oh, I don't know.
With his legs open and his balls out.
I have quite a few.
5 million, at least.
I showed off a few today. I'm doing the parenting thing where you show pictures now.
I'm the worst dog mom alive. I'll show anybody and everybody. I'm such an asshole.
God damn you, Theo.
I know.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Jeans Machine, are you ready to start the show?
This shit is big time.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Good morning. This be the Baby Black, the Black Baby. Welcome to the Black Baby Show. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but I gotta check somebody. Latonya Bell, bitch, I don't know who you think you're talking to. I got gold in my mouth because I choose to, you motherfucking sick-looking bitch, you know. My pussy dry. You need to clean your pussy. Clean your motherfucking whole body. You yeast infected, cornbread eating asshole. Bitch, you don't see me. You don't stand a chance with me. Waquila Santana, whoever this bitch is down now, Latoya Bell, Latonya Bell, whoever you is, bitch, I'm coming down now. And I'm going to find your bitch ass. And guess what? You're going to give me a one. I hope I catch you in the legend somewhere down now, you know? Remember my motherfucking face. Because I'm going to knock your bitch ass out. And I ain't worried about no motherfucking body jumping in. Because I got goons everywhere I motherfucking go. You hit, you know? You better motherfucking fall right, hoe. Because this ain't what you want. for real, bitch. I take care of your motherfucking whole household and make you suck my nigga dick. That's what I'm going to do when I catch your ass. Make you suck whoever dick I'm standing around. Dirty, dragon foot, hoe. Get something about yourself, bitch. The berry black, the black bear. Thanks for watching. The black bear.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Where did you find that one?
I think somebody sent it to me on Twitter.
You sent it to me a while ago.
Somebody sent it to me on Twitter, and I feel bad whoever Latonya Bell is, because she be hated.
Hey, you make her pussy dry.
That's the funniest thing to say.
Did that make your pussy dry?
It did. I thought about it. I'm like, I don't know if another girl can make my pussy dry. Like, what? I don't know what that insult means, really. But then she called her a cornbread eater. Like, that's something to be ashamed of.
Right. And you're like, I like cornbread.
I love cornbread.
I had to interrupt you guys, but I got to check somebody.
Okay.
Bitch, I don't know who you think you're talking to. I got gold in my mouth because I choose to.
She goes, what?
I have gold in my mouth because I choose to. So somebody called her out. Yeah. For having gold in her mouth. Mm-hmm. Gold teeth.
Motherfucking sick looking bitch. You know, you make my pussy dry.
You make my pussy dry.
It's kind of a really interesting insult.
It is a good one. You make my pussy dry.
I think people maybe should adopt that as a new insult.
That should be the next song that you do, in addition to your problems make my dick soft.
Like a Jada T hit?
Jada T.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You make my pussy dry.
Right. But maybe I could guest on the track since you need a female vocal.
Need a female, yeah. I could sing the song, and then you could sing the hook.
Okay.
So, see out there talking shit about my teeth. I've only got one thing to say. Yeah.
You make my pussy dry, pussy dry, pussy dry.
You make my pussy dry,
dry, dry. We could do like a Mary J. Blige. Yeah. It's dry, 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 dry. Ooh, dry, 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 dry. Oh, come on!
What?
Why are you doing this?
It's a good song. I'm in a good mood.
I was on a roll, and then now you ruined my music.
I like the photo somebody posted that had his UB titties, you said?
Oh, I know. I said UB an asshole, Christina.
No, the one of him hanging out on the balcony, and you said, I like how the air was pointing at his UB titties. Because
right.
He's all bloated now.
Oh, he's fat. Yeah, the singer of UB40 is now, you know, he's older and fatter, like
yeah,
we all are.
Yeah, of course.
But the particular tabloid that caught him on his balcony on vacation, I'm assuming... He's shirtless, and they had to draw arrows to his tits, as if you didn't notice he had man tits. It's so rude.
I know. It's so exceptionally rude the way they did it.
I hate when they do that stuff, man. Or when they're like Kim Kardashian right now, just because she's preggers and fat. It's like a feeding frenzy on her. Like, Kim Kardashian's fucking fat.
This shit's not cool, man.
You're like, well, she's pregnant. What else
she
are you supposed to do?
A useless fucking twat. But I don't see the... The thing about being, she's gained weight and she's not slowing down. It's like she's fucking...
Fucking sick looking bitch, you know. You make my pussy dry.
Right.
That's what Kim Kardashian does to me.
She makes your pussy dry?
Absolutely.
Man pussy.
But I don't think that it's cool to go after a pregnant lady who's gaining weight. Like, you're supposed to gain weight.
It's
if
not
you don't
cool.
gain weight during your pregnancy, something's wrong.
You're an asshole. Yeah.
Well, or, you know,
you're sick.
There's a health problem. Right. Yeah, of course. You're supposed to gain
weight.
Well,
and with
ridiculous.
Kim Kardashian, look, the media and the public, they love to hate her for many, many.
Haters going to hate.
Haters going to hate. You know, so she got famous for sucking a couple of black dicks. Big deal. Michelle Obama sucks a black dick. It's nothing to fucking write home about.
Okay. All
right. But
didn't
listen,
see that coming. All
right. I don't think it's right for us to be crucifying any celebrity on their body. I think it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Men or women, it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. And it's unacceptable. Her body is not our property, is it, Tom?
It's not our property. And
I don't like her either, though.
Just
because she's a talentless fucking succubus.
But she's the worst. It's the worst thing in
the
world.
It
and
is.
And the obsession with that family is like, it's mind blowing.
Yeah,
it's
a bummer.
It's disappointing. Yes, it is a bummer. It's also very indicative of like where a lot of people's minds are
in this country.
Yes, that family has developed literally a fortune from being. Just hanging out.
And oddly enough, in a recession economy, like usually in recessions, nobody wants to watch people that are wealthier than them or better looking.
Yeah.
But they seem to prosper.
It's a
phenomenon.
Right.
And I don't get it. Who the fuck is watching the Kardashians? What's the audience?
You know what's really interesting? It's really interesting if you go to...
You gonna fart?
I did.
I hope you shit your pants.
I didn't shit my pants.
You will. You had Thai food. You're gonna shit eventually. Thank you for interrupting my shit this morning, by the way.
What do you mean interrupting your shit? You shit.
I barely. It was three kibbles.
All I told you was I got a shit too. That's it. I didn't say
we had to leave the house in a half hour, both of us. You pressured me and I took a fast, it was just three kibbles. It wasn't even a shit because you had to get in there. I was so mad at you. I'm still mad.
Why are you mad?
Because I didn't get to shit today. You got to shit. You took your leisurely, I don't give a rip dump. And I'm pressured. I gotta get in there. I gotta shit too. Okay. Anyway, as you were saying.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Good.
What was I saying?
We were talking about Kim Kardashian. Why is she famous? Who the fuck is watching? I said, I don't even know who's watching her.
Oh, yes.
20-year-old
right.
White girls.
What's fascinating to me is on Twitter, is if you go to like her page or... Paris Hilton's page.
Ugh.
You find the same type of tweets that you find on like a Justin Bieber page, which is people just sending them adoration and love.
Right, right.
And like, it's very bizarre. Like, I get the Bieber one. Mm-hmm. He's a pop star.
He has talent, tangible, and he's adorable. He's a dancer, he's a singer.
But when you go to Kardashian page or Paris Hilton, you'll see girls, a lot of times girls will write them, I love you so much.
Yeah.
With like 15 hearts. And I want to be like, why? Why do you love her so much? For what?
For what?
You're just so amazing.
She's pretty. I think Kim Kardashian's very pretty.
Of course. But that's not there's a lot of pretty girls. I mean.
You know who I grew up loving? Linda Carter. You know who that is? The bitch that played Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That's a fucking hero. That's a role model for a girl. You understand? Not just some broad that sucks off rappers, okay? And I don't know if Linda Carter sucked off rappers.
She may have.
But at least she had superpowers. She had a fucking invisible jet and a lasso.
She may have sucked off Shaft.
You think so?
Maybe. It makes sense, that era.
I'm curious. I'm going to see who Linda Carter was banging.
Shaft.
Oh, you think?
I think maybe she sucked off Shaft. I'm just throwing it out there.
Can I, first of all...
Maybe... Linda Carter knew how to do
there she is,
the
Linda
double
Carter.
Eight.
It's really ridiculous. Spouses, Robert Altman, and then Ron Samuels, so she was married.
That doesn't mean that Shaft didn't stick it in her on the side.
I don't know. She was a good girl.
What does that mean?
Shaft?
Yeah.
He's kind of a playboy, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's a TV character. Shaft. Who's
that? You know what's really scary about that video we played at the top? Is that it's creepy how she starts it, where she's like, hello, I'm sorry to bother you.
Yeah, good morning. She said good morning.
So scary. That's a sign of a true sociopath. yeah. when they flip on you, when they're like, hi, I don't mean to bother you, but, and yeah. then they get into that. That's a bitch you got to worry about. If you're a guy, definitely. You date somebody like that.
No, there's other indications that you have to worry about her.
Right.
But, like the message.
Oh.
Someone who takes the time to post videos like that.
Psycho, yeah.
Absolutely. That's insane.
But the kindness and then the cruelty is yeah. really spooky. That gave me chills.
Really?
Yes. I don't like that.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. That's big today, too. Like, psychotic people can make videos and post them on your Facebook page, you know?
So crazy.
Hey, bitch, I just want you to know, I'm going to come down there. I got goons everywhere.
Well, good luck trying to get a job. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you post those videos, you fucking idiots. Good.
Yeah, I know.
Good. Keep doing it.
That's fucking stupid,
man.
So
I know who not to have in my life. Psychos.
Have you ever done anything in your life where, not that obviously, but something where you go, you know, you made some type of move where you regret doing it, like writing something and sending it? You ever done that?
Yeah, of course.
What kind of thing?
I mean, off the top of my head, I don't know. I'd have to think about it for a second. I'm sure. Oh, I know what I did. I always regret. I've told the story before, though. I fucking spit on a bitch once at a house party because she hooked up with my boyfriend, and I fucking threatened to kill her and stuff. Like, I was 20. Yeah. It wasn't good. I spit on her from a second story window. I regret that. Probably not. I just lost my shit, you know?
Everybody regrets, sane people regret losing their tempers. Yeah. They do.
Yeah, I'm sure I've written and said, I just recently had a fight with a friend where I think it was a heated moment when I had the discussion.
Yeah.
I should have waited before I called that person. Before you know this fight I just had about a couple weeks ago with a certain friend, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I lost my cool.
Right.
I can't talk when I'm in the moment.
Nobody can.
Yeah.
It's best always to wait till you're not super angry.
Yeah, yeah. Why? What you got?
No, I'm just thinking of that in terms of like when, you know, somebody making a video like this.
Oh, my goodness.
I regret engaging in YouTube comments before.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Like I did, and I'm like, fuck, that was a huge mistake.
Can't win.
Shouldn't have done that.
Can't win that one.
I've sent emails that I regret, you know.
Emails, absolutely.
Angry you know what
ones?
I did one time?
Huh.
I got a job.
Oh, sorry, Foof.
And I realized.
Sorry, Foof.
I realized looking back on it that it was definitely my ego and my just inexperience that made me do this. When I got the job, the company gave me a new email address, like a working email. I thought in my youth and my inexperience that I wanted to tell everybody, from now on, email me here.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't for convenience. It was because I wanted to.
Right. It's cool.
It was cool to show
sure.
off my new email
Absolutely,
address.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I sent an email to friends like, from now on, contact me here.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize I was doing was I was letting the company then see all of my personal emails.
Oh, shit.
You're inviting them to see that.
Yeah.
So I told every one of my friends, email me at work from now on.
Oh, dear.
And you know how email chains are within friends.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, how's your day going?
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen this girl swallow all this cum?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it gets language is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Very un-PC. And you can't really explain like the dynamics of your friendships. Mm. Nobody ever really said it. No one said anything to me at all. But then I go, man, I wish I hadn't have done that. You know,
man,
like that was fucking
live
stupid.
Live and learn, yeah. Man.
I mean, the shit that we said was pretty offensive.
Do you think the company really looks at that?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, I remember the IT guy one time, he didn't say anything, but he told me how active I was online.
Because they can see your bandwidth.
Yeah.
They can see if you're downloading a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they have programs where they can actually, unless there's some kind of program where they can get into your computer, because there is a thing where you can do that remote thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can just see what you're doing all the time.
No, but they
that's
can read
a
your
fallacy.
Emails.
They can absolutely, if it's a company account,
but that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely, yeah.
But that's,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying the activity being that you are emailing a lot.
The content of the emails.
So what you're saying is, Tom, you were doing a lot of emails.
Right.
And the guy said, hey, you're doing a lot of emails.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that not okay?
Okay. No, yes. I just, you know what's funny though, is that in all the jobs I had, maybe this is why I don't give a fuck, and I'm a comic now, I never gave a shit. I'm like, you want to look through my emails? Have at it. Yeah, it's Sarah Byrne sending
me. It's not
me,
that.
It's Sarah Byrne sending me the sack lunch video in 2003.
Nah, it's not that kind of stuff that I'm worried about or care about. It's writing things I regret writing that somebody could see. You understand? It's not. It's not like the jizz video that I feel badly about. It's that words, language that I think doesn't portray me who I am. But within friends, right. You write things like in your own
the Jews. You put down the Jews a lot.
Put down the Jews, but you do that like with they don't. No one understands that like within a circle, you're saying things that's like it's how you guys operate.
Of course, yeah.
And that's the stuff I'm saying. That
yes, of course. Yes, I know. Every friendship has its own lexicon.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. Like, you fucking piece of shit, douchebag, motherfucker. And
other words, yeah. There's that stuff. I do regret engaging in, like I said, the YouTube stuff.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I do regret losing my shit on audience members before. Even the ones who earned it.
Interesting segue into my week.
Who earned it, though, too.
Well, of course, yeah. I lost my load in Indy.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I don't regret it. There was a night where this broad was in the front, and there was a couple of mommies sitting next to her. And this drunk woman was, like, petting one of our mommies, like, the stranger. Like, petting her head and being like, they're so proud. And then then she started making dolphin noises during my set and just disrupting and being just generally an asshole.
Yeah.
And then I melted down. I had a fucking...
It happens, man.
It hasn't happened to me yet. This bad. I stopped my set and I was like, you decided to make... I can hear you chewing your hands on the microphone.
Tell your story.
I heard you in the middle of my joke. You decided to make dolphin sounds. Why did you do that? Just curious. What's going on? No, you wanted the attention. Why don't you explain yourself?
Yeah.
And I could see her face changing. She got very humiliated. She had no answer, obviously. And I was like, just get out, because she's going to do it again. The reason I kicked her out is because she would do it again. Then she started to climb under the table.
That's crazy.
Refused to leave. The bouncer had to come up behind. I'm sorry, not the bouncer. If there was a bouncer, this probably wouldn't have happened.
Absolutely.
Just the club manager was like, excuse me, you have to leave now. That didn't work. We had to threaten the police to come. The crowd had to sing to her, na 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 na, hey, goodbye, before she finally.
Yeah.
I had to stop my show. It was ridiculous. I'm still mad about it right now. I'll cut a bitch right now.
Yeah, makes
made my pussy dry. Yeah, you know,
it does make your pussy dry. And
I didn't want to talk about it. You know, I'm all fired up.
Well, you know, you brought it up.
No, you segued into it.
I didn't segue into yours.
I thought that's what you were trying to do, to get me to tell this dumb fucking story.
No, I wasn't. You said interesting segue, and you're like, I had this thing in Indy.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Well, I ain't ashamed about it. That bitch should be ashamed.
Yeah, I mean, every time I'm saying I don't regret like
fucking
that
asshole.
I said something to people that who deserved it. I regret within myself my loss of control.
Oh, know? Right, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like that I got that angry. That I let that person make me that angry. But I understand that anger in that situation. It's happened to every comic.
Yeah, in this case, she was directly disrespecting me, my space, my show, the fans that paid.
Yeah.
So it was like, fuck you and your dumb shit ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You cornbread eating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Motherfucker.
You fucking fucked this up and you don't get to tell us how to operate.
I got to check somebody. LaTanya Bell.
She was in the audience.
Bitch.
That was her.
I don't know who you think you're talking to.
Yep.
I got gold in my mouth because I choose to, you motherfucking sick looking bitch. You know, you make my pussy dry. You need to clean your pussy.
Yep. She made my pussy dry.
Yep.
And my asshole and everything else. I feel like if you fuck up my show, you and I should be able to fist fight in the lobby.
Yeah.
If it's a woman, I really wish I could have beaten the shit out of her. I would have.
I don't think...
It should be allowed. Like gladiators, we just fucking fight.
People don't realize that people in... don't do this for a living. I mean, I don't know if you fully grasp how disrespectful, like just the level of disrespect it is to do something like that to any performer during a performance.
I know what it's like. It's like, imagine if you're at your job, maybe you work in an office environment and you had to give a presentation, let's say, and you've done your research, you've worked for years putting together this project, you have a slideshow and you're so excited to present this and you do it and one of your coworker goes, that's fucking bullshit. And you're like, what do you mean that's bullshit? Like,
not a coworker, though.
Not a coworker. No. The janitor who's coming by.
Someone you've never met before.
Pokes his head in, the janitor, and he's like, yeah, you fucking suck. And you're like, but I just spent my life doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
And then takes a shit on your desk.
The thing that happens is that it makes you not want... Like, there's a difference. People think that, like, oh, you mean, but heckling's part of the show. That's true. Yeah, it is. It is part of being a stand-up. Heckling is being part of being a stand-up.
It's not part of the show.
It's not part of
the
show.
You said the audience member gets to say, it's part of the show that I'm a heckler. That's what I thought you just said.
No. I'm saying you have to be able to deal with it, and you do. But when there's somebody who just goes to the point of, like, you know...
Standing dancing, disrupting.
Making noises where you're like... So they're trying to do their own thing to take over. That's a level of disrespect that you're not... You don't have to... You shouldn't have to deal with that. And... Why would you want to continue performing after that?
And honestly, it was only because this was the fourth consecutive show that people were being disruptive and nobody helped me.
Crazy.
There was zero support at that time. So I was extremely mad.
Yeah.
I was very upset. But like I said, I talked about it with the management and it's being taken care of. So any future comedians just know that hopefully your time won't be bad there.
And how odd. I didn't get to talk about this last time, but... You had that experience, and I had the absolute opposite experience in San Jose. Which I got to say, I'm happy about, because I think if I were having the same experience as you, I think together it would make us angrier.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Like, it made me angry to hear about, because I know that experience. I know what it's like to go through that. But I think if I had been going through the same thing, we would have just spun each other even.
Yeah. You and I like to get fired up together.
Yeah. That's so I got fired up every time you told me about it.
I know.
I got to tell you, San Jose blew me away.
Oh, great. I'm real happy for you.
I'm serious.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding.
It was amazing. So good. However bad your shows were, mine were that good. Like, the crowds were amazing.
Wow.
They were fucking just unbelievable. Every show. I did.
Did you get blowjobs after everyone stood in line and blew you? Is that what you want?
Basically, yes. There was six shows. Six out of six were amazing.
Hmm. Did you crapso everybody at the end of every set?
Did I what?
Did you crapso everybody at the end of every set?
Yeah, at the end of my set, I would leave.
Uh-huh.
I would come back as crapso. I would masturbate onto the first few rows.
Did they bring a tarp?
They would say, I want breakfast now. I'm healed.
Did they bring it like at a Gallagher show? Is that going to be your new thing?
Well, no, because they want it on them. You know?
Right. Yeah.
The tarp will protect you from the watermelon juices, but you want that crapso juice on you.
Well, no, I am glad that you had a good time and you went with Full Charge.
God damn it. The shows were amazing.
Yes.
And Maddie Ballgame, who used to be down here, Matt Ballacher was up there. He also had amazing shows. So the whole thing, front to back, was crazy. It was great.
That's good, Jeans.
And I'm really just, I want to say thanks because there was a lot of mommies out there. And it was pretty great to see. I'm glad you guys came out and supported me when I was there. It was awesome. Awesome. Thank you. What, are you still upset or something?
I'm just thinking about how much I fucking just hated that woman. You know, I like to... like to stew on it.
Instead of thinking about that woman, why don't we talk about another woman?
Oh my God.
And this is the woman that we've brought up before on the show. And that would be the server at the local sushi restaurant that we go to. Now, we've told you before that she's told us we've ordered too much when we are shirleying ourselves. Well, we went out a couple nights ago to get some snooshy at this place, and after we ordered, or while we were ordering, she told us again that we had ordered too much.
Yeah.
She made us reduce the amount of sushi pieces.
Okay, in all fairness, she suggested we reduce it, and it was my fault because I yielded to her suggestion. In retrospect...
yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have yielded. I should have been like, no, that's okay. We're here to pig out and well, be fat fucks.
Because it got worse.
Right.
It built a couple things. First of all, we didn't recognize at the time, like you're talking about, that I don't even think we were being fat fucks. Like, in retrospect, we ordered healthy portions. Like, we didn't order a little bit, but we didn't order pig-like amounts of food. We didn't, even in the initial order. And she was already... on us.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It wasn't a pig-like amount. So what happened was, after we cleared the plates, we both talked on our own, and we decided, I would like a couple more pieces of sushi. So we are discussing what we're going to order, and then we brought her over. Oh, and we accidentally hit record on our iPhone. So there's a lot of background noise. I apologize for that. But we'll take you through this.
How much more do you think you can eat?
Two more pieces.
Yeah, we eat more. I just have that.
All right, that's pretty loud. I just realized that.
Yeah.
You're asking me how much more I can eat, a few more pieces. In a moment, our server will be here. I think you can hear her pretty clearly.
She's really judging
right now. Super. She said, really? Even after we were like, you know, we want more. She's like, really?
Right there, we're saying, pulling out that when we wanted more, we said we're going to order more.
Yeah.
She said, really?
She was judgmental already.
Yeah, very judgmental.
Are you done with the miso soup?
Yeah, sorry. What do you mean? That's 8 pieces.
That's plenty for me.
But you have 4, right?
Yeah. I just made like a couple more.
Yeah. So right there, we're basically agreeing that after our initial push, we're going to order 4 more sushi order, which is 8 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's good.
All right.
Okay. I have questions for you. First of all, do we eat more than everybody that comes here?
Yes.
Yes? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Do we eat more than anybody that comes here? Yes.
Yeah, and not even a hesitation.
No, yes.
Yes. Yes. Double, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Really? We're number one at the top of the list.
That's what I think I remember you guys. That's when I see you up to. You were having too much food the last time,
So wait.
I remember. And the last time you sat here, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And last time we ordered too much food. And you stopped. stop us.
So she's saying that the last time we came, she remembered us.
We sat at the same table, she's saying.
Same table, and that she cautioned us last time.
Last time.
Like, hey, fat fucks, you ordered too much last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's happening right now, right? Because it's still hard to hear.
It is hard to hear. If this is horrible, I know it's not good audio.
Look, somebody accidentally hit record on their iPhone, and it's not perfect when you accidentally hit record, you know?
Of course.
And then this time we ordered again, and you were like, cut it off, man. But we ate it, and we want more.
Maybe less rolls and a lot more sushi, I think, this time.
So there she's saying, maybe next time less rolls and more sushi.
Right.
So she's already planning for next. But we didn't order like crazy amount of rolls. We ordered
two
rolls. One was a spicy tuna roll, which is kind of like your go-to. And then one was a little more creative.
It was like a California roll with some scallops on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that shit is. And mushrooms. Big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, this is only 8 pieces. Is that upsetting you? Are you upset about this?
A little bit. But I think
is that upsetting to you?
That's what I asked her.
She goes, a little bit.
For sure? Too much food?
Yeah, you want too much food?
But it's your view, though. I think I am. I'm really happy.
You're what?
I'm really happy.
You're really happy? Okay.
We're
gonna do this. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Are you gonna put poison on our sushi?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Put diet pills on it.
Okay. I can't. All right.
You can stop me now, though.
I can't stop you now?
No. We're doing this.
We're doing this. Yes. We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
And then when that's done, we'll order one more time. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
I'll ask you later.
Okay. Okay. This whole thing just changed.
Yeah.
She has contempt for us.
Yeah.
And she's trying to mask it a little bit. Yeah. She's not okay with what we just ordered.
No, not okay at all.
She kept trying to tell me not to order. She's like, you eat enough.
Uh-huh. More than most people.
She said we ordered more than anybody, not more people. She said we're number one. We got to recap what we ordered. I don't think it's that crazy.
Let's recap. At that point, what we were eating. Let's do
it right
now.
At that point, we had ordered. Now,
two
keep
rolls.
In mind, there's two people. Mm-hmm. Okay, we ordered two rolls of spicy tuna roll and that scallop California thing. Then we had sushi. Every order
fatty
is two
tuna.
Pieces. Yeah, fatty tuna.
Unagi.
Albacore,
mm-hmm.
Salmon,
mm-hmm.
Whitefish,
mm-hmm.
And one more.
Maybe, are you sure?
Yeah.
Fatty tuna, unagi, albacore, salmon, whitefish.
And one more at that point.
And then, okay. So
that's 12 pieces of sushi.
For two people.
Right.
Six. So that's
not even a boat.
Dude.
Like, you know, people get the boats at their restaurants.
Right.
They don't have them at this place, but you've been to restaurants where the boat. Well, it gets more interesting because we continue to talk to her. Why don't I press play on this
Okay.
Here?
I'm just trying to do the.
I don't think so either.
It's two rolls.
Yeah, we're recapping in there.
Probably between two people. 12 pieces of sushi before? That's not that crazy. This is me. Can you imagine if I came here with a dude, like another guy, who wants to eat a ton?
No.
She would have a heart attack.
What do you think?
That's
pretty.
I think it's
That's enough.
So right here, she brought the food back. We said, what do you think? She said, I think that's enough. Let's hear what she says.
We ordered in addition to what we had. There was how many more pieces of sushi now at this point?
Well, we ordered four more sushi pieces, so that's eight.
Okay.
So at this point,
16 pieces of sushi.
No.
Two rolls.
At this point, this would be 20 pieces, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Is this how much you would eat in one sitting?
How much do you eat?
I eat a lot, actually. I'm small, but I eat a lot.
I eat a lot, actually. I'm small, but I eat a lot, she just said.
Would this be enough for you?
No, not enough.
What do you eat?
Well, then...
Yeah, why are you acting like it's a lot?
But usually people don't eat a lot.
Really?
Really.
Do you know that, honestly, I would eat... This?
Oh, at least 50.
At least. How much do you normally eat? Just ballpark. Like, a generalize. If you were just having sushi, how many pieces would you have?
20.
You would have 20 pieces?
Oh, okay. Okay. That's not bad.
So I'm going to come back here next time and challenge you.
Oh. All right.
So she's saying that she eats 20 pieces, but is giving us a hard time when we have 12.
Big fucking, yeah. 12 pieces.
But the thing that the switch for me when it was yesterday, the day before, was that it wasn't like innocent or cute. Like, I felt like actual contempt from her.
She has contempt for us. First of all, she weighs 90 pounds. She's about 5'6".
Yeah.
And every time she insulted us, she would giggle. Like,
yeah.
I said, you're too fat. Yeah. You are morbidly obese. Like, she would giggle and then be like, I said, too much food. Too much food.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I brought this up with my shrink today, actually.
Yeah,
because it was so interesting.
Do tell.
That this woman chastised us. I mean, what waitress ever chastises you for ordering too much at a sushi restaurant?
And that's the thing, too, is that I would expect the chastising to begin after what one would agree is an extraordinary amount.
It was an extraordinary.
Yeah. It was, if you order just plate upon plate and you're like, all right, at that point, I imagine they would say something. But this was pretty much a standard order, I thought.
It's one roll and then six pieces per person is what we ordered, basically. Yeah. And you are larger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even like, it doesn't make sense. So anyway, I brought this up to my shrink. And because at the time I found it really amusing, actually. And
then, so did I.
But I woke up kind of upset about it today. Like, well, fuck you. Like, how dare you judge me and my husband and what we eat on our day off at home together? Like, go fuck yourself. I haven't eaten a decent meal all week. I've been in fucking a hotel room in Indianapolis.
You fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt.
Yeah.
So anyways.
You make my pussy dry.
You make my, and you cornbread eating. And then so my shrink said that, because I said to her, I go, so this woman, obviously this waitress had a problem with herself, right? This has nothing to do with Tom and me. She goes, yeah, I bet you this woman was chastised by her mother or somebody in her life because she ate too much. And she was told it's too much.
Right.
And that's when you tell other people you're eating too much.
And funny that she says that after she says, I eat 20 pieces at a time.
Correct. I eat too much, she said. Yeah. Oh, I eat a lot.
Yeah.
So somebody corrected her in her life for the amount she eats. Maybe she throws it back up because she's fucking 90 pounds.
Yeah.
And now she's telling us we eat too much.
Yeah.
I believe that explanation.
I do believe that. I think that's very insightful on her part. And I also think,
it's my psychiatrist.
I don't even know if you caught this. Mm. When you went to the bathroom, I asked her if I could see the dessert menu. And I had my recorder. I said, can you bring me the dessert menu? And she goes,
you can fucking try me, fatso.
Can you believe that?
But her accent just disappeared.
Because she was like saying it like a line. Like she was like, she's doing like an impression.
Oh, wow.
Okay, can I see the dessert?
You can try me, fatso.
Get your menu, please.
You can fucking try me, fatso.
You can fucking try me, fatso.
Fatso, you said no. Massage.
The pressure.
You like pressure. Hard pressure.
I you know what, and I'm not sure what the right course of action is because I'm torn.
I know. And
I
look,
love this sushi place. Yeah. I want to go back.
It's a neighborhood spot. It's not a fancy place.
No.
It's small.
They have a happy hour that we like.
But they have fresh fish, and it's like, it's good.
So now the dilemma is, when Tom and I want to Shirley ourselves, how are we going to do this with her?
But here's the honest truth, babe. We weren't going. I mean, the truth is, it wasn't a gorging type of thing that we did there.
No.
I mean, I know. Look, I could definitely stand and lose some weight. There are times where I wish somebody like her was in my ear when I'm eating bad food, but to go and order, you know, fucking 12 pieces of sushi and a couple rolls and somebody give you a hard time about
it. It's weird. That's on her. That's her emotional.
It's not
problems.
Like pizza, like you said. You're like, we didn't order like fucking six large pizzas.
Right.
And start eating them at the, another pepperoni. Yeah.
Right. The odd thing is, this is sushi. It's very hard to get fat off of sushi for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're ordering the fried shit. But here's my problem. I'm not saying I fear her judgment.
I know.
I'm saying now when I want to have a good time,
yeah,
this fucking bitch is sabotaging my good time. Yeah. I gotta think about getting grief from the fucking waitress now.
Yeah.
So how do we deal with this?
I don't want grief either. I feel the same thing.
Fuck you!
But, yeah. So now we're gonna have to just order out, call it in, and order as much as we want. And she can go fuck herself.
I have a confession.
What?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have a confession.
What?
When you were gone last week,
yeah,
I called there and I ordered takeout, and then I got takeout. And when I finished my order, they said, "How many sets of chopsticks do you need?" And I said, "2."
I bet they still thought it was too much for two.
And when I showed up, they asked me again. They're like, "How many people?" And I was like, "Just 2 people," and it was just for me. They did that to me last week, and it wasn't even her.
You know what the problem is that they're all anorexics who work there. These tiny
they
little
tiny.
Bitches.
They are tiny there.
They don't have fucking fat people in this neighborhood that come in there?
I don't know, man.
We never get grief like this. From
it is all, okay, here's another thing we have to revisit. We're not even pointing this out yet. When you look at the order, the initial order, which is what her initial response was about, that order is what prompted her to say, nobody eats as much as you.
Right.
Who eats more than anybody? You guys. And she that was off of 12 pieces.
I know.
And 2 rolls.
That can't be right.
But I'm saying it made her say that. Something's fucking weird.
I don't think it's right. I think she's the one with the goddamn eating problems.
Yeah.
She saw us. She didn't like you and me for whatever reason. We trigger her bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's all you. That's all you, boo. That ain't nothing to do with me and Tommy.
That is absolutely on
you. Get your life.
You need 100%.
You better get your life.
That's right.
Yep.
That's the tea. You know what I'm saying?
What's the tea?
What's the tea?
Give me the hot tea right now.
That's the tea.
You better get your life. Girl, get your life.
That's what's up. Yeah, she's foolish. Fuck her. You know?
Fuck her.
I want to find that bitch in front of a fucking taco truck and so I can chastise her for eating too much.
You eat some much.
Oh, you big a pig. I hope I see her in the neighborhood eating and I'll chastise her. Stupid bitch. Ruin my good time.
Absolutely.
Ugh, makes me crazy. Get your life. Retaliation.
Absolutely.
You know what you gotta talk about, my man?
What's that?
Yo, I went to Rite Aid and I bought what I considered to be an expensive pair of sunglasses. Because here's the deal. I only buy my sunglasses at Forever 21 because they're like $5 a pop. Because I break them. I don't believe in them.
Yeah.
Buying expensive shit like that because I just lose them too. These, I paid $20 for a pair of sunglasses. Mm-hmm. It was very hard for me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Best sunglasses I've ever owned. Rite Aid $20 sunglasses.
And you love them?
Love them. Throw them in my purse. They haven't scratched up once. I can't believe how much I love. And I don't pay $20 for fucking sunglasses.
I am a big believer in it now. I have to thank you for the time that you stopped me from buying really expensive sunglasses when we were on vacation in Miami.
I remember that.
And all you made me do was consider it. You said, just give it. They'll be here tomorrow. Just think about it.
Because I don't want to piss on your parade. If that really meant something that your heart wanted.
But I'm saying I so appreciate that.
Yeah.
I would. Who knows if I'd have them today. I may have lost them by now.
Get your life.
I just feel like, I don't think you need anybody to spend a crazy amount of money on those sunglasses. Hmm. And then we saw that extraordinary 60 minutes piece on was it Luxottica, the eye company, eyewear company that makes all the sunglasses.
It's a racket.
It's a total fucking mafia. And if you saw this piece, you'd be blown away. I mean,
yeah.
Tell them what you saw.
Well, what I saw is that those $300 Ray-Bans and all of these glasses that you pay a fortune for, like the Chanel branding, It's all done by one Italian company in the same factory. They're all the same shit. And it's just all one thing. And the cost is like $10 for them. And they mark it up like $300. So you're really not paying for anything of true value. These aren't really handcrafted. This is one goddamn factory and it's a complete racket. So don't spend your money on $300 glasses. You don't need to do
it. It's crazy, you guys. They basically, they go, let's say you start a company and you're like, I want it to be Christina P, but I want it to be like super cool, fancy. This is what I want them to look like.
Yeah.
Luxottica is like, you mean like this? Yep. They manufacture them from the same plastic
it's
and
the
shit,
same shit
that they make the other guys, that they make the
they own Ray-Ban too, right?
Right.
They all own, the American
oh,
companies.
Everything. Not just that.
You're not even buying American PS.
Not just Ray-Ban, which is a total traditionally American sunglass company. They also own like Sunglass
Designer.
Hut.
Oh, Sunglass Hut is them. Yes, Luxottica, yeah.
Not just that. They also own, what's it called? LensCrafter.
Oh, that's another one.
So they own the people that like you can buy. So they own the sunglasses that you buy and the people that you buy them from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk about the prescription glasses game, where you're talking about, well, what about if I need insurance to get that, you know, the glasses?
Mm-hmm.
They own that insurance company as well.
Ugh. Such a racket. And like diamonds, you know how that those De Beers, the company De Beers, inflates or whatever the price?
Yeah.
It's the same principle. So one company owns all the sunglasses in
the
world.
It's absolutely...
And they inflate the prices dependent upon perception.
Of course.
Brand perception.
Right. It's one of the infuriating things as a consumer, I think.
Ugh.
Is like the thing that's really upsetting about... And this is just the example... Sunglasses. You could also make the example with like clothing, like a shirt.
And I don't buy brand name.
But there's a like a sunglasses. You know, these are mostly plastic. Maybe they have a little bit of metal in them, and they go boom. There's a tag on the side.
Screw and a tag. Yeah.
And they go, this is $600.
$600.
Right. But if you take that tag off, this is $8.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Right. Do you want to listen a little bit? I found the
Ugh, it's infuriating,
it's
guys. I pray for you. Do not pay for this crap.
It's
Please
crazy.
Don't pay. It's not even American.
About the history of your company, because there's a wonderful story about the founder, Mr. Del Vecchio, and his poor beginnings. Can you just tell us briefly how the company started?
You know, Mr. Del Vecchio was a... was a poor boy.
He was an orphan, wasn't he?
He was the sixth of a large family, and he was sent to an orphanage by his mother, because she just couldn't afford. His father was dead. And so he stayed in an orphanage for quite a bit of a years. And then he studied and worked at the same time. And he was quite skilled with his hands. And one day, people that were already manufacturing glasses from the northeast of Italy came to the workshop because they needed something, and they've seen this small boy working on these things, and they said, you're the best, man. Come and work for us in the northeast.
This is so not what I was expecting.
Well, I don't even give a fuck if this guy's an orphan or not. He's ripping off Americans.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Fuck him.
He is.
Who cares?
It's really... It's more like that. I don't that guy probably has nothing to do. He's dead, I'm sure.
So what did Luxottica see in Oakley?
Oakley.
$2.1 billion when
Jesus
they bought it.
Christ.
That's huge.
That's a big number. So if you were thinking of a portfolio of product that was in line with where your industry grew out of, we're an obvious candidate that wouldn't be dilutive. We would be accretive.
Now, before the sale, Oakley and Luxottica were thought of as deadly enemies, sworn enemies.
It was really an opportunity for them to acquire a great brand. I think we both realized it made good business sense to be together.
Now, are you an American company or an Italian company?
I would call us a global company.
Do most
Yeah, that's what they keep saying on this whole thing. It's like, They when Ray-Ban came up, they were like, Ray-Ban is an American company. He's like, yeah, but you guys bought it. Like, Luxottica bought it. He's like, so? He's like, well, so now.
Look, I'm not saying that my Rite Aid brand are American. They're probably made in China. But at least I'm not shelling out $300 to give to some fucking Italian guy.
Yeah.
Who they're misrepresenting as an American product.
I know. Yeah. It's
bullshit.
It is super crazy bullshit. And it just, I don't know, man. That piece really affected me when I saw that.
Oh, it made me bonkers. Because I feel like if you're shelling out hundreds of dollars for the name brand Ray-Ban, Oakley, and you think, oh, these must be like handcrafted, some little...
Here we go.
You bought a pair of glasses lately. Bet your eyes popped when you saw the price tag. If you don't go to places like Walmart or Costco, you could easily be spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a pair that cost $30 10 years ago. Talk about sticker shock. And it's not as though things have changed that much. They're still made of a couple of pieces of plastic or wire, some screws, and glass. Why should a pair of glasses cost more than an iPad? Well, one answer is because one company controls a big chunk of the business.
The story will continue in a moment.
Is that Droopy Dog Eyes?
That is Droopy Dog. The guy that you're like, how is he on television?
Never has there been so much choice.
I want to play this for a moment.
Yes.
Just so that she can...
It's enraging.
I want you to hear this for a moment, okay? So we'll get back to this, but I actually want the listeners of our show to hear this.
Ray-Bans, Oakleys, glasses for running and skiing and even reading.
Oh, no.
A staggering variety of colors and designers. You'd think the competition would force the prices down.
Wow, look at that.
One reason it hasn't is a little-known but very big Italian company called Luxottica. If you own a nice pair of specs or shades, they're probably theirs. Luxottica is the biggest eyewear company on earth. It shuns publicity, but CEO Andrea Guerra invited us in for a look, and it was eye-opening.
Do you have any idea how many people in the world are wearing your glasses right now?
At least 500 million are wearing our glasses now.
Luxottica started here as a small tool shop in Agordo, a dot of a town in the Italian Alps, when frames were still made of mountain goat horns. This was the factory in 1961. This is what it looks like today. Last year, Luxottica made some 65 million pairs of sunglasses and optical frames. They don't make prescription lenses. And we saw mountains and mountains of glasses in boxes headed to China, India, Brazil, and above all, to the U.S.
But they're very expensive. They can be very expensive.
They can, but this is one of the very few objects that are 100% functional, 100% aesthetical, and they need to fit your face for 15 hours a day. Not easy, and there is a lot of work behind them.
Luxottica's product manager, Isabella Sola, explained that the company revolutionized how we see glasses.
You think I look cool?
Yes, I think so.
I think I look cool, too.
It wasn't that long ago that glasses were uncool. You only wore them if you absolutely had to.
I can remember not that many years ago my mother telling me that men will never ask me out if I wear my glasses. I was to go blind if I wanted dates.
But Luxottica took this medical device and turned it into high fashion by making deals to conceive and create high-quality, stylish specs for nearly every brand and label you can think of.
We have Prada, we have Chanel, we have Dolce Gabbana, we have Versace, we have Burberry, we have Ralph Lauren, we have Tiffany, we have Bulgari.
They're not even called glasses anymore.
I mean,
it's bullshit.
We could go on. We'll just tweet out a link, I guess, of this piece.
Watch it.
You should watch the piece. But I wanted you to hear it. It's they got away with literally owning who you imagine is competition.
Right.
They own
it's a monopoly.
All of them.
It's
yeah.
a monopoly. Hey,
oh.
Buy the glasses, American. Oh. Stupid American. I buy
you
my pizza and my glasses.
You should pay me for $5,000 for these glasses.
You can fucking try me, fatso.
Hey, buy you a calzone for the glasses.
Me crazy.
It makes me crazy. Because it's all cheap plastic shit that they're... And he goes, oh, no, this is not a glasses. This
yes.
is art for your face.
And then it's...
Oh,
please.
Then it, fucking break,
oh,
fatso.
Shit.
Oh, no, you broke your microphones.
Take over.
I think what is enraging is that we associate these brands with being American, and they're just not, and they're charging you way too much money for something. It's the same quality. I don't believe there's a huge disparity in quality either.
Well, they don't... You don't think that Prada and stuff is American?
I never did, but I'm saying like the Ray-Bans and the... maybe you should just handhold it for the rest of this. I don't think you're going to... Or do you want to pause it, boo-boo? Let's pause. Press pause.
All right. We're back. Fixed it.
Cool.
Back to the sunglasses thing real quick.
Mm.
I skipped forward. I think this is a part that also is alarming for you.
99% think they're buying an American brand.
It is an American brand. What's wrong with it? I mean, it's an American brand owned by Italians.
Uh-oh.
I think the world is this.
It is the world, and we don't realize it. That's the thing. Before I started working on this story, I'd never heard the name Luxottica.
Yeah.
Which is all the more surprising since Luxottica not only bought Ray-Ban, they also bought Lens Crafters, the largest eyewear retail chain in North America. So now they make them and they sell them. It's great for business, but is it great for the consumer? I asked LensCrafters president, Mark Weichel.
How many non-Luxottica brands do you sell here?
We probably have a few brands that are not Luxottica.
Mostly Luxottica?
Guess. Mostly Luxottica, yeah.
So since Luxottica owns you, does the consumer get a break on glasses made by them in LensCrafters?
What the customer gets at LensCrafters is a variety of services and products, including this broad assortment of frames that...
Mark, you're not answering my question. I'm asking if you charge
yeah.
less for frames made by Luxottica since you're the same company.
I think every competitor, every retail optical brand determines what their price is on whatever their brands are.
That's a no. Customers do not get a break. At LensCrafters, the average cost for a pair of frames and lenses is about $300. You may think, well, there's choice in the mall for other glasses, but Luxottica doesn't only own the top eyewear chain in the country. It owns another large chain, Pearle Vision, and Oliver Peoples, and several boutique chains. And it runs Target Optical and Sears Optical.
Ugh.
And we're not done. Luxottica also owns Sunglass Hut, the largest sunglass chain in the world.
Motherfuckers.
So, is there a free market in eyewear?
No, I don't think there really is. I think one company has excessive dominance of the market.
SmartMoney.com columnist Brett...
So, anyways...
Mm. Oh, it's called a monopoly.
Oh!
Hey! Prince Peso, don't buy the sunglasses from Sunglass Hut.
All right, well... We talked about this.
It's so deceptive.
This is old. This is an old story.
I know.
But it's still... I think we actually talked about this once before.
Did we?
After we saw the story. I think so.
But maddening.
I think it was that, you telling me not to buy those. And by the way, you know what sunglasses I'm the most happy with of all my sunglasses? Hmm. My HD Visions.
from Rite Aid.
Yeah.
There you go.
And those are cool. They're hip.
Yep.
They're happening. They look different than other glasses, and I get to see the world in HD. And those are like, I think, $11 or $15.
Uh-huh.
And I also got those cool ones that you like so much that you always compliment me on at Walmart, the other ones. Remember those Walmart ones?
Those are like the dad boner.
My Gator Bait ones or something. Yeah,
those are really fresh.
Yeah.
You know what you need on that, though? Because the guys that wear those kinds,
yeah,
you need a rope.
Oh, yeah.
Like a rope to hold it on. Because you're moving so fast when you wear those. You don't want those to fly off your face.
I got me a Super Swamper. They can just fly off at any second. Do you like the rope on that so I can hang them?
The rope?
Mm-hmm.
The rope on a guy that says, I give up. That says,
you think so?
Don't have sex with me. Yeah.
Is that a boner killer?
Total boner killer.
Make your pussy dry?
Definitely makes my pussy dry. The rope on
get the rope, guys. Get the rope on the sunglasses.
Do not get the rope, buddies.
Do we have time for anything? We got to wrap this up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I just have one thing. I mentioned it briefly to Theo on the last episode when he was here doing. I accidentally touched his balls.
Yes.
You did too, though, didn't you? And it was the weirdest. Our dog still has balls because the assholes that owned him never bothered to neuter him. And then we got him.
He was too sick.
He was too sick. We can't do it yet. But I accidentally.
My balls. And I remember when you touched my balls.
Theo, you remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, what did you think it was intentional? I hope not.
I know it wasn't an accident.
Maybe. But I went to scoop you up in my arms, and then I felt like this weird thing, and I'm like, oh, those are Theo's balls.
Yeah, that's what I say whenever I put my nose in a bitch pussy. I go, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to find a nice patch of grass.
Theo, it's not the same thing. I'm your mother, and you're my son, and that was a complete accident.
Dad touched him, too.
I heard. What happened?
He was laying on my lap, and he was laying on an arm. Yeah. He had his chin was sitting on my arm, and I just went to cradle him.
Yeah.
And when I went to cradle, I just grabbed his balls.
Yeah, that's what they all say. They all say that.
It's alarming.
It is.
When you realize you've touched your dog's balls.
Yeah.
Because you did it first. You told me about it, and I thought to myself, God, I hope that does not happen to me.
And you did it the next day or that day. Yeah.
Because it was so
soft and
weird.
They jiggle.
They oddly feel like people's balls.
Yeah.
Except smaller and blacker.
They taste like them, too, I noticed. They taste just like people's balls.
You know what? Your cousin.
You know what happened when you touched my balls?
What's that, Theo?
Miss Mary.
What's that?
I said, that's what happened.
Okay.
I said,
do you remember when Tom's cousin came over and she was scratching your belly and she scratched kind of too close to your penis, in my opinion? Like
too close. Too close for who?
For me, for your mother.
Not close enough for me.
She's your cousin.
Was that not a dog?
That was not a dog. That was a people.
I thought that was a dog.
That wasn't a dog.
That big basset hound that came over? That was a dog.
That was Tom's cousin.
Smelled like a dog.
Probably. But she was scratching your belly and like too low. It made me very uncomfortable. I don't like seeing people scratch your belly like that. Okay, Theo, it's completely inappropriate.
Suck my stuff.
Theo, all right, let's go.
Do we have time? We don't have time
for
like the guilty. No, all right. We'll do that next time. You make note of it?
Your problems make my pussy dry. I did.
Your problems make my pussy dry.
That'd be interesting if we could combine your problems make my dick soft, and then the female version is your problems make my pussy dry.
That is a great, great idea.
Thank you. I have them. What are you looking for?
Nothing.
Closing song?
No.
Yeah, I know you are. What are you going to pick? Guys, follow me on Twitter at Christina P. I have to get more followers than my certain friend of mine who I'm competitive with secretly.
Who are you competitive with?
I can't tell you.
Okay. Follow Christina P. Follow me. I'm at Tom Segura. And thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks, Mommy.
Don't spend a lot on sunglasses.
No.
We'll see you next week.
Peace
and love.
Keep it Jesus.
Everybody, the bottom line, I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. With precision like the bullet, target bound. Just dribble like a hookup, the harlot sounds. Now, when I say the harlot, you know I need the hot. Heat of the equator, the prop that's in the pot.
Jalik, jalik, you wind up your hip.
Captain of the poets, I'm the number 7 pick. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Listen to the fate of Shaheed, let's it glide. Kick to everybody, heaven's on my side. Even in Santa Domingo, when I got a gringo. We got Mike's friend Diego. Know a little nigga who can rhyme when you ask me. Short, dark, and bust his voice is fast. Like
one for the trouble,
two for the bass. You know the style kick. It's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like two day old shit. Steady eating booty MCs like cheesecakes. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. Used to have a crush on doing for men vote. It's not like Honey Dip would wanna get with me, but just in case I own my condoms, then TLC. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
LP. Damn right, I'm.
They pick up is who I be. Brothers find it's hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to diss, but Malik. You see him bitching me, not care about them DBMC. My shit is hitting. Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator. Shahid push the Vader, from here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who me sound pathetic. When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know.
Complimentary and we, the three for poetry. I got a humdinger coming hook, line, and sinker. The Timbo hoofs with the prints on the ground. Timbo's on the toes, I like the way it's going down. Down like a lady of the evening. When it goes in text, just believe it's in. Cause Queens is the county, Jamaica is the place. Take off your boots, cause you can't run the race.
Oh my God, yes, oh my God.